Welcome back, everybody, to learning about the Beis HaMikdash, Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. We are holding Perek Rishon, Chapter 1, Halacha Gimel, Halacha number 3. After the Rambam described to us the various stages and evolution of the Mishkan all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, he now goes on to describe that when the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, it will never be in another place, says the Rambam. Kivan shenivna hamikdash b'Yerushalayim, once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, from that time onwards, and the commentaries explain, meaning from when it was finished being built, nesru kol hamakoymois kulam livnois ben bayis la'Hashem, all other places became forbidden to build in them a house for God. In other words, once Shlomo HaMelech, once King Solomon built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, we are no longer allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash anywhere else besides for Yerushalayim, ulahakriv behem karbin, or to bring in them a sacrifice. And the Mefarshim explain what that means is, even if you want to bring a sacrifice without a temple, because before the temple was built, there were certain times where you were allowed to build what's called a bama, you were allowed to build an altar, not in a temple, and offer up sacrifices to Hashem. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, it is now forbidden to bring a carbon anywhere else other than in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein sham bayis ledoirei hadoiris, there was no house for Hashem for all generations, ela b'Yerushalayim bilvad, only in Yerushalayim alone. Ubahar HaMeiria sheba, and on Har HaMeiria, otherwise known as Temple Mount, which is in Yerushalayim. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar, it says in Divrei HaYomim, about the place of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Vayomer David, that David said, Zehu Beis Hashem Elikim, this is the house of Hashem, our God, Zeh Mizbeach L'Oyla L'Yisrael, and this is a Mizbeach, this is an altar for an Oyla, which is a type of sacrifice for the Jewish people. Meaning, David HaMelech is pointing to the place, obviously the temple was not built in David HaMelech's times, but David HaMelech pointed to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, this is where the house of Hashem will be built, and this is where the altar for sacrifices for the Jewish people will be, meaning this and no other places. We are only allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash here, and we're only allowed to bring sacrifices here. For Oimer, and there's another pasuk that comes from Tehillim, it says, Zois menuchasi adead, Hashem says, this is my resting place, meaning my place of dwelling, my place of resting forever, and in other words, only here and nowhere else. So in Halacha Gimel, to summarize, the Rambam is telling us once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, although he described in the previous halachas that there was a Mishkan in the desert, and in Shiloh, and in Gilgal, and all the places that it was, not even Givon, from when it was built in Yerushalayim, there's no other place where we build a Beis HaMikdash. We now go on to learn Halacha Dalet, which is sort of the last introduction here. And from Halacha Hey is where the Rambam actually goes and describes how to build a Beis HaMikdash. He says, Binyan Shebano Shloima. The first temple, the first Beis HaMikdash, which Shloima HaMelech, King Solomon, built, Kvar Mefurish B'Melachim, is explicit in the Sefer Melachim, chapter 6, all its measurements, its form, how it looked, and all of that. V'chein Binyan Ha'osid Libanos, so too the building which will be built, meaning the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be built in the future, Afal Pishu Kosel B'Yecheskel, even though it is written about it in Yecheskel, in the book of Yecheskel, from chapter 40 to chapter 47, all of its measurements and its form and exactly how it looks like, says the Rambam, Einoy mefurish mevur. It's not actually clear and explained in a clear, detailed way in Yecheskel exactly how it's going to build. So it's sort of there, but it's there in a more sort of hidden way, and it needs to be deciphered. V'anshei bayisheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, the people who came during the second Beis HaMikdash, Kishabonu b'mei Ezra, when they built it in the days of Ezra, Banu kebinyan Shloima, they built it like the building of Shloima HaMelech, meaning the first Beis HaMikdash, u'me'ein dvarim hamufurashim b'Yecheskel, and some things they did like it is explained in Yecheskel. In other words, the second Beis HaMikdash was not exactly the same as the first Beis HaMikdash. It was sort of a mix of the first and the third. So the question is, why was it like that? Why didn't they just build it like it says it in Yecheskel? Yecheskel gave a prophecy what the future Beis HaMikdash would look like. Why didn't they just build it like that? So So the Tosfos Yomtiv, one of the Mefarshim of the Mishnah, explains that actually, originally, when they were going to come up from Golos Bavel, from the exile which followed the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, they were going to build, the plan was to build a Beis HaMikdash that would last forever. In other words, that would be Mashiach, that would be the ultimate redemption, and they'll build the Beis HaMikdash the way Yecheskel prophesized and said that the eternal Beis HaMikdash will look like. However, since they were not on a spiritual level, they sinned, they were not on a very high spiritual level, they didn't merit to an everlasting redemption, therefore they weren't allowed to build the temple as it is described in the book of Yecheskel. So what they did is they built some of the things it says in Yecheskel, but for the most part they kept it like the first Beis HaMikdash. So again, all of this so far, up until here, has been an introduction to the journey of the Beis HaMikdash, how it landed in Yerushalayim. From then onwards, it's only in Yerushalayim, and the sources where we know how the Beis HaMikdash looked like, and its measurements and everything that was in it. From here onwards, the Rambam is going to now go describe the basic outline of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the vessels, and then get into details of the measurements and exactly how everything looked. Have a wonderful day.